Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Shout out to Stevie. We love you, Stevie. Sorry we got our dates incorrect. We're working on it. Also, what's up with Wendy? I haven't seen Wendy all week. Wendy just taking the damn week off. Shout out to Wendy. Must be nice. Must be nice working in promotions, not in the salt mines, creating content or whatever the hell you say we do. I'm a disc jockey, Landfill. I think that's the term. Can we start calling me DJ JP? What you think about that, Jeffrey?
Brian. DJ all ears.
Brian, apparently we are disc jockeys. Ooh. You and I.
Okay,
B's in. another disc jockey, or some sort of jockey, our friend Mr. Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor. Bees, how do you do, brother? Been too long.
Gentlemen, how are you today? I'm doing fantastic.
What up,
fantastic,
man?
Can you hear me okay? I'm on my speaker in my car, so I just want to make sure you got me.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we got you, Beast. Thank you, buddy. Dude, there's a lot for us to discuss.
What a wonderful holiday. I had one of the best turkeys I've ever had.
Oh, yeah?
I can't believe I made it so good. It's almost like B. Mitch made it.
So were you over there Christmas morning getting the turkey?
No, I was over there. On Christmas Day. I pestered his family on Christmas Day. When I pester someone, I like to do it professionally.
Didn't I say Christmas morning?
He wasn't there Christmas morning.
Christmas morning is Christmas Day.
But he came later on that day.
Okay.
Yeah, I came at like 2 o'clock.
He didn't come during the drink fest.
Oh, all right. Once things kind of slowed down a little. Got it.
Yeah, I took it easy, right?
Yeah.
So, Bees, I'm glad you had a nice holiday. I'm glad B cooked you a turkey. What have you made of this NFL season as we get down the stretch here? There are clearly some teams that have separated themselves.
Boy, they really have. You know, and I tell you, for some reason, I just can't get behind this Baltimore team, and they proved me wrong so much. Lamar Jackson is just everything that you get out of him by being the MVP of the last couple of years. I mean, he's just such a good ball player. I just think he's going to fall down one time, and he never does, and I get beat by him every single game. So congrats to the Raven fans. Congrats to him. He's a spectacular person out there on the football field, so good for him.
Dude.
Everything else, was it a surprise where the Commanders are? Kind of, maybe. I mean, I think their schedule is still kind of a light schedule, but they still put up the numbers they needed to. You know, they get a break when the Chicago game. They catch kind of a break by when Jalen Hurts goes down, but it's still a good team. And I think this Jaden Daniels is by far for real. And I said this before, I was a Drake May guy. I was completely wrong. But I'm wrong on it, so that's okay. So congrats to Jaden Daniels. Congrats to the Commanders in general. So it's just a good ball club. I think it comes from the top, you know, the leadership band. I think they've shown a different aspect of what these folks out here in this area haven't seen in years. I mean, I think the last time we had a little decent run was with John Gruden, and, you know, he was just a hard ass. So that's the reason I think he got a little bit, had a little success, but not much. But all in all, I think it's a great season. Who's going to win it all? I don't know. I think a lot of people still want to see Detroit do it.
Hold on. I wanted to ask you something specifically, Bees. So
yeah, go ahead.
We have, to me, I think the Ravens, the Chiefs, obviously, and the Bills have separated themselves in the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
But the Chiefs, correct, because they got the one seed, they're 15-1, they're going to get the bye. All that's locked up. You're going to get, more than likely, unless one of them loses in a big-time upset, you're going to get Ravens-Bills in the divisional round, and I believe that'll be in Buffalo. Maybe that could still change, but as of now, it would be in Buffalo. What would that line be?
Mm. Well, it's got to be Buffalo minus probably 3.5, 4. 3.5, 4, I think your total is going to be about 47, contingent on weather. I do like playing these games, the early games in the playoffs on the unders. Always a big fan of the unders, especially when it comes to the playoffs. It seems like teams just really buckle down, or they have enough time to really – I can't make sense of it, right? You would think that they're always playing their hardest, always playing 100%. Your defense is always giving everything they have, but somehow or another they seem to buckle down even that much more when it comes to the playoffs. And I can't put in – I can't understand it, I guess, is the main thing.
It's just – I think playoffs come down to less mistakes. You know, you know that a mistake will cost you a game, and this time you're going home.
Yeah, but B-Mitch, you've been there. How is that separated from them? You know, I guess there's two.
I don't know if it's separated.
Kind of have letdowns, or
I don't know if it's separated more than the fact that that's the time when you have certain guys talking about how much they study. All of a sudden, the guys that don't are not the extra putting in the extra time guys. They begin to do that in the playoffs, and you begin to see things get even closer. The success rate is a little tougher. To go against somebody because everybody's on point then.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get it. I wasn't really impressed with the last three games that we've seen in the NFL. I mean, the 6-3, what a barn burner that was. Yay.
That was awful, dude. The Christmas Day games were all just blowouts. Blowouts.
Yeah, and you wonder if that short timeline, it's just not enough time to prepare. If your team's not really doing good, I mean, Houston, I thought, needed the game. I got beat like a drum on Christmas Day. So
you and I like the dogs, man.
I know. And the home dogs, and the home dogs stunk. Steelers, I'm not impressed with now. I wasn't impressed when they came down here and played the Commanders. I like Russell Wilson as a quarterback, but I just don't think he can ever get it done. And I think we've seen it. So it was disappointing. I will say that, I do like the fact that the Rams are on a four-game winner. I think they're kind of a nice underdog if you want to take them to win it all in the NFC. That's kind of one of the teams I'm looking at. I didn't want Seattle to win because I wanted to, have Washington, kind of clinch their berth, which I think if Seattle lost last night, I think Washington clinched it automatically. But so that's correct, right?
No, I think it's now Tampa. If Tampa loses, damn, oh, Bees, right. I just looked up at the television. Who'd you like, Navy versus Oklahoma?
Well, I'll tell you what I did do. That point spread opened up at plus 9.5 for Navy, went down to a pick'em game because Oklahoma is playing nothing but freshmen, wideouts. I mean, their whole team, I think they had like 28 to 29 guys on the roster.
Right.
Or something like that. But so I took Navy, and I guarantee it's going to be like 14-0 Oklahoma, if I'm guessing right.
Where is that right now?
It's 14-0 Oklahoma. I took Navy, too.
I'm not even watching the game. I'm driving to work, and I'm thinking, I already know what's going to come out of this game. That's just nothing good is going to come out of it.
You got to learn to bet against what you think, Bees.
Yeah, right now is a great time to fade Mike Bees. I had a good run there for a while, but she ain't running right now. I can tell you that.
Dude,
I feel like Fred Flintstone trying to run around in a car right now. That's how bad it is. Or kick. Beaten down. Let's go, Barney.
What do you talking with our friend Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor? What do you like in the Commanders game Sunday night? Eagles game. I'm sorry, Falcons.
Well,
game.
I think the Commanders give it to him. My only fear is that if Brian Robinson or Bijan Robinson gets moving the ball, I don't want the ball control to get out of hand. If we can control the ball at all, I think the Commanders win by 14. I think they're a better team. I'm not really sold on Michael Penix yet. he is not as mobile as a quarterback as some of these other mobile quarterbacks that hurt us. I think what really is a test for the Commanders, and when you have a mobile quarterback and a very solid running back as a Hurts and who's the running back over there?
Saquon.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley, yeah. And when you get that combination, I just think it's tough because you got two guys that can really move around and kind of expand out the field a little bit. So I think if they can keep Penix in the box, and I think if they can control Bijan Robinson at the start of the game, I think they beat this team handily.
It's gonna be interesting to watch. I think how does Vegas, like, in all your years working in the gaming business, all of a sudden this weather's starting to look pretty bad for Sunday night. A lot of rain, some wind. It's not that cold, but a lot of rain. We had Amelia Draper on from NBC4 earlier, just giving us unfortunately, the bearer of bad news that the weather looks like junk for this game. How does Vegas?
Let me tell you.
How do you guys account for that?
So they have people that actually look into that very, very deep into what the weather's going to be. They probably actually have someone that actually does nothing but follow the weather for all these different stadiums.
Really?
And they have to adjust correctly. Absolutely, they do. And when they've got guys that out there, especially nowadays with all the analytics that they use and the tools that they do. You know, there's some people that kind of rotate their lines themselves. Different books will do it. And I was talking to one of my guys that's over at Resorts World that works in the book over there. And they look at all the different lines, and then they also have their guys, their analytics team, go ahead and see what they look at. There's also, you know, and you go to different areas of different and it's not as prevalent as it was before because everything's so mobile. But you used to be up – if you lived, like, in Nevada, Reno, and the 49ers, you could probably – give them a 2 to 3 point push every time. They're going to be 2 to 3 points more favored because so many people are going to bet them because of the following their team. So, and that takes you back 20, 30 years. I think it's not as common now because you have to stay competitive because everyone's pretty wise on if you catch a number, and it's very important to get the right number. I mean, 3.5 and 4 was really a big difference.
Oh yeah.
So you follow that. And the same thing when it comes to the weather. They have people that take a look at it. And I'll tell you why the weather is going to be bad is because I planned on going to my first Commanders game, and it looked like it was going to be 60 degrees, maybe 45 as a low. And once I committed to going to the game, now a storm is going to move in. So that's just that's part of my Christmas holiday.
So it's the bees' bad luck.
So you're coming to the game.
If everyone wants me not to go to the game, you got a chance for sunshine. If not, bring your umbrellas or your ponchos.
All right, so Bees is coming to the Commanders game.
Uh-oh.
What is your tailgate plan, sir?
I'm going with my other guy, my Vegas boy, Pete, and we will probably get out there, I want to say probably about 6:30, I'd say. Get there early for change. I love the fact that it's a night game, kind of follows suit to our gaming hours at the casino since we're 24/7.
Yeah.
And we'll get there probably 6:30, and we'll get after a little bit. So,
all right, we may have to come visit the. I assume, I am guessing you and Pete, what do we call it? His brother's the mob boss. So Pete's just one of the Vegas boys. I am assuming you two are not sitting in the nosebleeds where you're going to get rained on.
I doubt it.
Call that a hunch.
I can promise you one thing. As bad as I'm running right now, I will not be in the rain. So that's the one thing I can promise you.
Okay.
That's only pure luck that I have. And it's amazing how I do so bad with bowl games. I do so bad with the big games. Yet I think I have a successful season when it comes to picking games. I mean, I looked at my record. We have this one contest I'm in where you rate your plays, and I think I'm like 38-26 or something like that. So it's not that I pick losers all the time, but it sure does feel like it over the last 2 or 3 days.
All right, well, give me some winners for the weekend, dude.
Well, you know, first of all, I can't believe that Syracuse. Here's another college game that went sideways, which is that Syracuse game.
Yeah.
That number opened up at 6.5, and now it's like 17.
It's 17
and a half.
Right.
And you have Oklahoma 14-0. They'll probably give it to them. It might be 42-0 with a freshman. They got probably got cows and herds and stuff out there. Always been the kind of a Sooner fan anyhow. But when it comes to what do you want? What losers do you want? So I do like the Chargers. I do like the Chargers -4 against New England. I've always liked Justin Herbert. I always thought that was a quarterback we should have got instead of Haskins back then. But going from there, New Orleans, Las Vegas, what a boring game that's going to be. 6-3, 7-9-3. What are we looking at here?
It's not going to be good.
We got to. I just realized what time it is, Bees. I got to break. Your Raiders stink, buddy.
Thank you. They stunk when they came from Oakland, so you can't blame it all on us.
That's true.
But
I'm going to come find you guys on Sunday and say hello.
All right, man. Happy holidays, guys. Always a pleasure. And we will chat soon.
All right.
All right, Bees.
Take care, brother. Bees. Appreciate you, buddy.
See you guys.
It's our friend Mike Beasley, MGM National Harbor. Can't find many winners right now, but he's gotten very hot before. Let's hope the Commanders get hot with him in the building Sunday night. 1 o'clock, we open these phones.